USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said today that a Republican plan to offer assistance to Israel is bound to fail in the Senate, citing what he called partisan poison pills within the bill.
Israel has suffered the worst terrorist attack in its history. It needs help. But House Republicans are asking a price for helping them by cutting off funding that holds rich tax cheats accountable. That ain't happening, House. It ain't happening.
The proposal reduces funding for the IRS and omits aid for Ukraine. Schumer urged newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson to engage in bipartisan negotiations with Democrats to craft a mutually agreeable package. Approximately 5,000 migrants from Central and South America are moving northward through Mexico, headed for the southern border. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says caravans are a recurring situation, but they won't be allowed in if they make it.
89 to 90% of them don't have a right to get asylum. They're coming in because of economic reasons, or they want to join their family.
This caravan marks the largest since June of the previous year. Disney is set to acquire Comcast's remaining shares in Hulu. On Wednesday, Disney disclosed its plan to pay over $8 million to purchase Comcast's 33% stake in the streaming service by 2024. This acquisition will grant Disney almost complete ownership of Hulu. The American Cancer Society has updated its guidance, urging millions more people to undergo lung cancer screening. The expanded recommendations now include older adults with a history of smoking, regardless of how long ago they quit. Previously, the society only advised annual screening for those who had quit within the past 15 years. Additionally, the criteria now included individuals with a 20-pack year history, down from the previous threshold of 30-pack years. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Space sharing company WeWork is reportedly planning to file for bankruptcy. A close source told Reuters that the filing could come as early as next week. Shares in WeWork fell 32% after the news broke. Early on Tuesday, WeWork said it entered into an agreement with creditors to temporarily postpone paying some of its debt. More Americans than ever have a side hustle, according to the latest survey from Pinger. 67% of Americans have a small business, do freelance work, or both, and 75% of those respondents say they work as an employee for another organization. Microsoft is rolling out a new AI package for Windows. Lance Pry has more.
Microsoft is rolling out its new artificial intelligence feature called Copilot. Microsofters say it can handle human-like text to answer questions and write emails, just like OpenAI's ChatGPT. On the PC, they claim it can open apps and turn on Bluetooth. The new feature is part of a major update to Microsoft Windows 11.
New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he still has a long way to go, but is hopeful he can return this season after his Achilles injury. He told the Pat McAfee Show Tuesday that he's not jogging yet, but can put legitimate weight on his leg. Rodgers does say his goal is to return this season, but Jets general manager Joe Douglas won't speculate on that. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.